And good afternoon, Muskegon. It's that time. Yes, it is. It's time for Torn Into, your show for information, news, and more for this September 9, 2022. Hi, I am your host, Gregory T. Roberts. I'll be bringing our co-host in a minute, Melvin C. Byrne, Pastor Burns. 77 degrees outside, mostly sunny. I want to address a situation real quick, and I'll get our guest on and our pastor on. People, listen, Friday night football, remember, it's high school football. Let your kids enjoy the game when they're playing. And remember, if you put the energy that you put in football games, in the education, would it be a better world? With that said, I bring in my co-host, Pastor Burns. How you doing, sir?
Good, but I want the referees to get the calls right.
Yeah, that too.
Is it bad out there, brother?
It's hard in the yard, as they say.
And I know you know a lot of guys are ref, man, and they give them a hard time, you know.
Well, if they were just going to coach the game and let the refereeing do the refereeing, but the problem is there's a shortage of refereeing, so yes. Get out there if it's bad.
You know, people got to understand this. You know, people basically volunteering; they're not making big money, so you got to ease up on them a little bit. They're doing the best they can.
Yeah, ease up on them. We have a special guest today, and I know the news wise with the Queen and stuff. Okay, you hear so much of that stuff. Let the news cover that. We want to cover some stuff that is more to you, information that you need to hear. Men, this show, although it's a woman content, is for you. You need to be listening to this because these products that need to be purchased, you need to be buying them. With that said, Pastor Melvin Burns, introduce our guest, please.
Hey, brother, I've been, somebody has been down that journey, that skin journey. I'm excited to introduce our guest today, Naima Abdur Rauf.
I'm glad to be here today.
Hello, how are you, my sister?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good, good. We're excited to have you on today. And why don't you introduce yourself to our audience and tell folks a little bit about you.
Hello again. My name is Naima Abdur Rauf, and I am the owner of my new skincare brand. It's called Ekambi. And my tagline is naturally appealing skincare because everyone wants to be appealing and everyone wants to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. My journey to getting here really started as I started to age. Like all women do, and Black women age differently. May don't get wrinkles and stuff like that, but we surely get other problems, like our skin starting turning different colors, uneven, and acne marks start showing, and dark circles and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I was fighting with that, so I do the same thing everyone else do, go to the local store and try to find something to cover it up. Mm-hmm. So I start buying this lotion that had some suntan to try to even my skin wasn't just like discolored, it was dull looking.
Okay.
The skin gets really, it's called hyperpigmentation technically, and it's really from the sun. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of Black people don't wear sunblock and stuff like that, but it does impact the skin in a different way, which is causing after a while your skin starts to get dull and you get dark spots. That's one way it can impact you. So mm-hmm. I brought this lotion, and I have been using it. And my young daughter came up to me and says, "Mom, what is that smell?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" She said, "Something stinks." I'm like, "What do you mean? Like, it's early in the morning. Nothing should be smelling bad." And she grabbed my hands, and she said, "Mom, your hands stink. It's you." Wow. She was only like 8. My daughter's 27 now. I have 4 kids of different age range. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, "Oh my goodness, this stuff does smell." Let me wash my hands. And I pull up the bottle and I turn it around. I looked at the ingredient, like, "What's in this?" So I start looking it up on the internet. And to my, I was really disturbed to find that a lot of ingredients were in the list of things that cause cancer. A whole bunch of, I'm like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I've been buying this stuff. Mm-hmm. And it smells bad. And it, I mean, it got on everything, wasn't that great. And I'm thinking, I need to do better for myself. So I start doing research. And my day job, I'm an engineer. So as an engineer, you were taught to be a problem solver. Okay. So first thing, like, I'm going to solve this problem for myself first.
Okay.
So I started start making skincare, lotions and toners and stuff like that. And it worked out really well. And I'm like, I'm going to make sure my stuff smells great. Mm-hmm. Have ingredients that's, you know, fabulous, that works. And definitely it's not going to do any harm. You know, like, anything, cancer is rampant in this country among African Americans and in mm-hmm. the world. Mm-hmm. And it's accumulation of not just that one product you use. Like, each product is within the code legal. One mm-hmm. product says only, well, we only put a small portion of this, so it's not going to cause cancer. But mm-hmm. women are using 10 different products or exactly. every day.
Right.
The combination of all those products together is more than the body can handle. Mm-hmm. Those things should not be in any products whatsoever.
Right.
So it's like, the products, the ingredients I put on my products, there's no cancer, nothing that's on the top list of any cancer causing ingredients. Okay. Because you can be natural, like my greens are natural, but all natural just doesn't mean non-toxic. There's okay. many natural things that's also toxic. Mm-hmm. So my products are just not all natural. They're non-toxic and they work great. I mean, a couple of things related to the things that I do for my product are inspired by people like me, Black people. Like my sister, she likes to travel a whole lot all over the world. Mm-hmm. And she went to South Africa with my mother, and they visited a tribe, a traditional tribe in South Africa called the Himba tribe. Mm-hmm. The Himba tribe, the women, the way they beautify the skin, it's really a desert area. They don't have much water. So what they do to stay clean is they cover their body with a mud to beautify themselves and to stay clean. Mm-hmm. And they were so beautiful that my sister like got some of this dirt and like, oh my goodness, I need to, it's really clay, mm-hmm. which we use in product. I really have to use this and help my skin. And I did research and inspired my clay mask of to get similar ingredients to do the same thing to beautify the skin. It adds it like a little red tone, you know, Black people's skin, a little red tone in the background. Mm-hmm. Who don't love that?
Now, you said that you are an engineer during the day. Can you talk a little bit about your start into that, becoming an engineer?
Sure. I actually went to private religious schools most of my life, from 2nd to 12th grade. And I'm from originally from Philadelphia. And in the school I went to, it's called Sister Claire Muhammad, which is a lot of them all around mm-hmm. the United States. They would have different people come to the school to do like private career fairs. And they're like, if you're good in this or good in that. And I was good in math and science. And I always wanted to be creative or solve problems. And I'm thinking like, I could do that. Engineers make a lot of money. Like, I don't want to be poor. Like, we struggled.
Right.
We struggled growing up.
Right.
Quite a bit. I mean, we never were on the street or anything like that, for sure. Mm-hmm. But it was like, I could tell my mother struggled a whole lot. Sure. And I was determined, just like all my brothers and sisters, not to be in that situation. So all of us did go to college and determined that we're going to not live like that. And one way to do that is to get educated.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, one thing with that, you know, I went to Penn State University.
Mm-hmm.
I went there because it was a state school. They were giving me, they were have great accreditation for engineering, and they were giving me some scholarships. So I just really did the math, you know.
Right.
You know, I was there and they had the football games, and you talked about football. For me, the football games personally during that weekend was annoyance because I couldn't study because the whole campus would turn into a parade right in front of the door, up and down the streets, in the dorms, everything. So people great in football, you know. I actually got my memorabilia bottle from Joe Paterno, and then later he got the scandal. I moved the bottle to the back of my cabinet. I still kept it.
All right.
So I did appreciate the legacy, but it's like now it embarrassed like my memory. It's like, oh, this is going to be worth something one day. I'm like, ah, oh, it's worthless. But I'm going to
it. It's quickly, don't they?
Now, because all of Pennsylvania closes down when they has a game. So engineers. And then all of a sudden you see a problem when it comes to skincare when you were talking to your daughter and looking at yourself, and you decide, you didn't go to nobody else, you decide that there needs to be a change.
I felt responsible to not sharing this information to other people. I didn't do it earlier. Because I was trying to balance out, you know, my family. I have four children.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them are grown and no longer here. They're in graduate school, which is great. Mm-hmm. I have a youngest one, 7-year-old, and I have an 18-year-old. Kind of balance everything with life. But I later discovered actually by Clubhouse, which is like a big thing, like, oh, there's people who you can partner with who can do a lot of this work for you. You can hire chemists. Mm-hmm. You can hire warehouses to ship product. You can, if you have some money, they'll do anything for you. I thought that was reserved for a big corporation, but not anymore.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on, you're teaching good now. Oh, you're teaching, pass the plate, you're teaching good. All right, would you please say what you just said again? Because I don't think people get it.
People where you can start your own business and it's no longer reserved for just the big corporation who can do things. Mm-hmm. You can do things your own as long as you have a clear plan and you have resources. Mm-hmm. There's many companies who's willing to partner with you so you can grow your business, whatever it is. There's so many freelancers out there. I had a person who designed the label, the person, the logo, the website. I have a marketing person, but all the people I'm trying to work with to do all that is similar for me, Black women.
Okay.
You know?
Pastor Burns.
As much as possible. That's my target. I'm not exclusive to that, you know, because somebody couldn't find that for a manufacturer who can make it in their warehouse in the amounts of numbers you need. But that's my target. To support someone like me. And you can trust them. You know, they don't have any alternative motive. They really do their best to help you.
Mm-hmm. Good. So, and I appreciate you today because you're helping for entrepreneurs as well as Black women, you know, in the skincare. So people are getting a double lesson today. But tell us some of the hurdles that you had to overcome early on when you first got into this.
I had the hardest time trying to find a manufacturer who could partner with me, who could make the ingredients the way I wanted them to be made. Because some is like, well, if we don't stock this one thing, you can't put it in your ingredients. I'm thinking, well, I need this one thing. I've been putting it in mine.
Right.
And MubMatch has a ingredient called Black Seed Oil. Black Seed Oil.
Mm-hmm.
Helps great for the skin, but it's the cure for almost everything. And it's not common in America to put that in any products. And I'm like, no, this has to be in my product.
Okay.
So to find a company that says, yes, we'll order it, the organic black seed oil that you want in your product per your recipe. And basically, I own the rights to my products. Like some of them try that, like, oh, it's okay. Now, most people don't own the property. I'm like, no, this is mine.
Right. You right.
make it. How much is it? I'm going to own the rights to it.
Okay.
And part of my challenge was also getting a trademark.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest things I did, I went in, and this is a recommendation for anyone who's starting a business. It's like, what order you should do? You come up with your name, and people say you're supposed to do the trademark. One thing, if you come up with the name, you could do your trademark research.
Mm-hmm.
But don't submit that trademark until you get your URL.
Okay.
Because I went originally submit my trademark, it becomes public. And every scammer try to pretend, you know, that you're supposed to be in a registry or some other thing like that.
Yeah.
But someone helped my URL, my .com, hostage for 18 months.
Okay. Really?
So
then they would release it when I asked them to pay for it.
So the minute they saw your that name you registered, they went in and registered the
URL.
The URL. .com. For, I got you. Okay.
And blocked me from getting that.
Okay.
Been there.
Yeah.
Been there. Can't even pay them. So
but they released it eventually. They released it eventually.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Okay. Pastor Burns.
So no question. I'm curious about. So early on, you're trying to make these products. Who were your early test subjects? I want to call them guinea pigs.
It was me, my family, my cousins, and stuff like that. Definitely. I mean, my brother, it's funny, I make body butter. And my one sister, she passed away last year. She had extreme eczema, like really, really bad. And so is my nephew.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like, why your skin look like that? She said, I don't know. I'm like, I shipped it to her. And she's like, my goodness, it worked really well. She said, why the stuff I buy in the store don't work? I said, I don't know what they're putting in that. But mine's cleared her up.
Okay.
Really fast.
Yeah.
And like my brother's like, oh, Naima, I need to get some of that, you know, that shea butter, the whip. Like, I mean, you buy shea butter in the horse, it's too hard to put on. Like,
yeah, it's a brick.
You got to pound
it. Does it smell that good? You rubbing it, trying to melt it. You know, who turned me on was my brother-in-law. He had this big, gigantic block of it. He gave some of it to my husband. And my husband's trying to melt some and wipe and wipe. You can't get it on. Then it smells too good.
Yeah.
But tree butter has good, but in that format, it's too hard. Like mine's just whipped and creamy. You have to melt it, mix it with other Oreos, and whip it until it's nice and creamy. It just smooths on and melts right in the skin.
Mm-hmm.
Not all that hassle you have to do with just a pure shea butter, which is just too hard to deal with.
Right.
And looks good works. For you.
Yeah. You mentioned eczema, which, you know, again, my daughter and I both have dealt with eczema over the years and, you know, spent a whole lot of money on a whole lot of products over the years. But this is just my narrative observation. It just seems like we've seen so much an increase in eczema in African-Americans. And again, I have no chemical background, but you mentioned earlier about all these products that we mentioned together. And we use, you know, we try to use all hypoallergenic and, you know, fragrance products, but are you finding a lot of people use your products to deal with eczema?
Most of mine try to focus on the skin. I mean, it can be used for eczema. If you have eczema, it's not going to aggravate your eczema.
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
But mine's work is on making the skin tone clean, smooth. It's like a thing under Black women. It's a trend called, glass skin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, even if you wear makeup, it goes on smooth if your skin is already smooth.
Okay.
Smooth as glass.
How many different products do you have?
I have a face cleanser.
Mm-hmm.
My type, sensitive skin, face cleanser, tangerine. scent. It also can be used as a body wash. It smells really great. Everything has scented with essential oil. And it doesn't, it's very moisturized. A lot of people who use stuff for like acne and stuff like that, your skin get really dry, really dried out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the foundation cleanser. And then another product I have is a toner gel. And it's just beyond fabulous from everyone. It clears out your pores. Like, this is a woman who I've been working with, and she has these little boxes she put out every month, and she called the Pretty Mama. And she called my toner gel the Mama of toner gels.
Okay.
While you're speaking, we're going through each of your products right now.
Yeah, so the toner gel basically clears out your pores and tones it and moisturizes and it evens out your skin. And I mean, it could be used, it works so well. Like, another thing that a lot of women get, Black women, you know, Black women start to get small hairs on their chin, like beards and stuff like that, and mustache. And they do a whole lot of things. Get rid of them, you know, plucking, and I don't know what all the other things people do, but the easiest thing to do is shaving. But if you do that and if your hair is curly, it can happen to men too. You'll get ingrown hairs, will cause more bumps. The toner gel works really good to prevent that from happening and clear out any of those bumps. Like, to me, I'm over 50 something. So I've had this for a while, especially when I had my son at 18 years old. When I got those male hormones in me, I started growing all kinds of stuff on my face. I'm thinking, there you go, the boy on my face. I've been having one of my daughters before. And that was a long time ago when I started to grow like extra hairs. And with this, I just use a razor. And I never get any bumps. And other people, I'm not going to name, they don't want me to name them particular, same thing happens. So it really is good for that. And it's called hyperpigmentation, the dark color that will happen from the skin in the even now. All my products is intended to really solve a lot of that problem. And make sure it also... convince you, a lot of things happen in Black women. They start to get a lot of moles on their face and neck.
Right.
This definitely shrinks them, clear them up. And if you use it early enough, all the young women, before you get any of them, you're not going to get any.
Okay. Well, and all your products are just totally natural.
Yes.
I mean... we talked about the cancer agents in a lot of products. I had to do a study about some other things like vitamins and stuff like that. We don't know where this stuff is coming from. Talk to how important it is to find those agents, those natural agents, and how important it is to use them to deal with all these ailments.
Yeah, I mean, you can easily look up on my website. I have a link where it's in the facts of other things you need to know. And it's the American Cancer Society. And there's another link of what you should know about skincare. And it actually gives you links to where you can find out easily to get lists about that. And the agents are not just in skincare. They're in, like, you would never know. You're trying to drink like herbal tea. And a lot of herbal tea has a lot of cancerous stuff in there. And, you know, I don't do all organic food, but certain things I try to avoid. There's like a top 10 cancer-eating food. And you think, like, one is spinach, fresh spinach, because things that spoil really fast, they got to put a lot of pesticides on it.
Okay, gotcha.
One thing is fern-raised salmon.
Really?
You can easily, yes.
Yeah.
strawberries. You can easily look up what's the top 10 cancer. You know what turned me on to that more? When we got into COVID, and temporarily they had the FDA or the food inspectors, they had laid off. And they basically said the shipments coming in, they weren't inspecting the cargo coming in. Like chicken, we'll get chicken grown over here, ship it all the way to China, have them, you know, process it in China and then ship it all the way back to the United States.
Mm-hmm. Which makes no sense.
I mean, they paid them less and it's the law. So they like, I went to the FDA website. I'm thinking like the inspector's not off. I went to their website and said, well, what are the normal inspections? And I was appalled at how many things inspectors find when they were working.
Really?
Yes.
For example,
like on fish, like fresh fish coming in and things that worms in and all kinds of stuff.
Really?
Yes. Mm. Our country is not really strict on what they allow to be sold to the consumer.
Mm-hmm. And we as consumers are looking for the cheapest thing, but not looking for the healthiest thing.
We not look for the cheapest thing for everything. Black people like women like Gucci bags and coats. And my husband with all his friends, we went to a party. They all had BMWs and all their cars were more than $50,000. I'm like, whoa, they all did well. So we don't like cheap everything. But maybe you're okay with cheap food and cheap body product. Black people don't like cheap cars.
Yeah, ghetto fabulous, but not taking care of ourselves.
Correct.
My wife just got her first Gucci purse, and it didn't come from me. Okay, just putting that out there. Okay,
those bags are nice. I don't really particularly buy them, but they're very, very nice.
It didn't come from me. Okay, it came from my nephew. All right. So, you in looking at your resume. You went out and found a full-scale group of people to make. We talked a little bit about that, but I want to talk more about that because you put together this team of people that are like-minded to get a goal common to make things happen.
Yes.
That can exist in this country.
Correct. And it just takes, I mean, I'm trained to be organized. That's naturally me and my skill set as an engineer. Mm-hmm. So you have to really know what you're looking for and have a contract with everyone so you clearly know what you're getting.
Right.
But something I thought I had a manufacturer, some of my delay, all the way at the very end. And they were saying like, the shelf life was ridiculously too low. It's like people, I asked my brother, how long you expect these products to last? He said, last forever. I said, only stuff with chemicals last forever.
Right.
But you do expect them to last for over a year or so that, you know, in the warehouse is not going to spoil you on you.
Sure.
What are the shelf lives of your product?
My average shelf life is 18 months, but my body butter is 24 months because the product with less liquid in it, it's the liquid that causes things to spoil. When things are body butters and oils, generally they have a long, long shelf life.
Now, you mentioned when it comes down to women, they're looking for specific things as far as care. How important is it for us as men to know this stuff for not only the women, but for ourselves?
Yeah, I mean, my husband definitely, my teenage son will use my toner, teenagers with acne and stuff like that. The body butters, you know, you don't want to have dry, ashy feet, crusty feet and stuff like that. Like, I used to make everything and then I stopped making it and then I get some to my husband and my husband said to me, like, how much it costs? You know, I'm out. How much it costs to buy some more? I'm like, it's free for you. Like, I need some more.
He gonna hire you to make some more for him.
I'm like, I haven't been making it. I used to make it, you know, in my house, in my kitchen, stuff like that. And since I made my product, I haven't been making anything. Like, I mean, one of my products, my witch hazel, I mean, my toner gel has witch hazel. I actually have an actual witch hazel bush in my backyard that I grew. So you can get the leaves. You know, it's a long process. You have to put in and dry them out, put them in a double boiler to make your witch hazel. That's a long, elaborate process. So those are the things I used to do.
We're down at the bottom of hour 2:31. Listen, if you're driving, and go to WUVS 103.7 to be when you get home, because you're going to want to see about this product, because actually while we're talking, we're showing the product and the ingredients and stuff like that, all natural, which is unheard of. Some people say it, but they can't back it up. Pastor Burns, next question.
Yeah. Talk to us a little bit about how you've marketed your product, how you've got it out there. Tell us about that a little bit.
Marketing, I have several social media pages. One is, the main one is Instagram at Ecombi. And I actually have a marketing point of contact. I have a new one because my one lady, she had a personal issues and wasn't able to continue to market for me. But when you have a website, there's so much technology these days that you can integrate everything together. Mm-hmm. Like everything is linked through all your social media page between Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, TikTok. I actually have some influencers where, because it allows them to take more pictures for them and have their experience. Mm-hmm. So some of the videos are there are from my influencers, young Black women. One is in Texas, one is in Georgia, there's one in Los Angeles, and I mean, she's fabulous because she has a whole follower just talking about, you know, standing up Black people. And, you know, she's like, do you want a product that's owned by a Black person, a Black woman that actually works? So it's like Ecombi is a product for you. And it definitely works. My moisturizer, the skincare moisturizer, I used to have terrible, like dark circles around my eye, kind of like a raccoon. And it worked really, really well from clearing it up. And I mean, it's just a fabulous product. And my product is, they're not like photosensitive. A lot of products, you only use it, they like, oh, this is a night cream. You know why they make it a night cream? Because if you use it in the day and the sun hits you, you're going to have a problem. You're going to get cancer. So they call it a night cream because you can't use it in the day.
Wow.
My product can be used day and night. Okay. There's no ingredients in there that's going to cause a problem for you using, then you're going to get in trouble if the sun shines on your face.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was looking, I saw an apple cider.
That's the mud mask.
That's the mud mask. Talk a little bit about that.
One of the things where that really purifies and unclogs your pores, and that's the number one thing that causes acne or big holes or molds and stuff like that, is your pores get clogged up. And they'll get, I forgot to mention that part of the thing of what will cause your skin to have problem is some of the skincare you use will cause you to clog your pores. Example would be a lot of rave what people were doing is using coconut oil. Mm-hmm. Coconut oil is great for many things, but it's not good for your face. Mm-hmm. And this picture here on the mud mask is literally my face will, you know, hormonal, or I eat chocolate, cheap chocolate, because it's not really chocolate. That's why it breaks me out. Mm-hmm. One thing I make, like, sometimes real chocolate, but if it's like a Hershey ball, something like that, there's only really no chocolate in there. The chemicals they put in here does that to my face.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
It happens instantly. Wow. Or if I'm eat, like, occasionally we go and get a cheesesteak, or I don't actually eat beef, but a chicken cheesesteak or fried chicken. I like fried chicken. I don't eat every day. Mm-hmm. But the extra oil is going to come out through your pores and clog them up. Mm-hmm. So what clears it up a lot is apple cider vinegar really does well to get rid of bacteria. And it's in my mud mask. One of the struggles I had, and I know a lot of women had, there's tons of masks out there, but most of them, they give you the powder and then you got to mix it up. Mm-hmm. You pour too much in it or you spill the thing. Some people spill it in a sink, it clogs their drains and make a big mess over in their bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And the ingredients have you mixed too much and you're left with all this extra and don't know what to do with it. My mask, I mean, I have it right here. You just open the bottle. It has that rich red color because it has three different, it has the Moroccan clay, the Colin clay, and some other clays, and it has black seed oil, almond oil, many other things in it. You just take a little bit on it, wipe it on your face, and it dries in 5 minutes and rinse it off. It closes your pores and it works really well. But it just doesn't work on your face. It works really well if, you know, what happens to some women, they don't want to admit, their armpits get dark. And it's really a reaction to deodorant. Mm-hmm. And it started to darken up. This mud mask with the toner will clear it up in no time whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Or detox the impurities that are in the armpits caused from the chemicals which are in many deodorants. Or I started originally because I had went to a natural deodorant, which is nothing fine with it, but they had baking soda and I was allergic to it. So I broke out with all these bumps and moles and everything. I'm like, oh my goodness, what happened? And that's why I originally created the mud mask for that, but it's great also definitely for the face.
I think one thing that's very important, the message that you're saying is that if there's a problem out there, find a solution for you that might sell for others.
Yes. I mean, definitely. It was some people I said, like, no, you have to make this available for other people. And I would feel kind of like guilty if I don't make it available or to spread the word that we have to do better for ourselves. Mm-hmm. Like what we're using, it's really no good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have plenty of people and family and friends who have had cancer. And it's like, it didn't used to be like that long, long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And what is it? It's really the food we're eating, what we're using in products, and probably some pollution in the air too.
Right. Looking at your website and when looking at the products, the reviews are all, you have straight fives.
So they're excellent products.
And looking at the prices as well, not very expensive. I think the most expensive was like $30.
Well, the body butter is $40 because it's a gift set and you get three full-size jar in that box.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes in a very nice box, which is intended as you could give to someone as a gift or you could use it as for yourself.
Okay.
My intention to keep the prices low was on purpose. Because I wanted to make it where it's achievable for, you know, our people. Because it's like the mindset, you can't make anything too inexpensive because they're like, oh, that's garbage.
Right.
Like my marketer actually made me raise my prices a little bit because she says the mindset of what people want.
Uh-huh.
But the ingredients are the same type of ingredients, which are many things you get in stores. Women go to Sephora, Ulta. you have a moisturizer, one jar similar to mine, they're $140. But that's for me, I'm appalled at that price because I'm not trying to do this to become a multimillionaire. But that would be nice if that happens. But my intention.
You won't reject that. But
let's not be hasty here.
But my intention is to make it where the most people can be able to use it. And you, for any business, you still have to make a profit because you won't be able to continue on if you can't. I just can't give away products after a while where I'm going to get the money to make more.
Right. Sure. Pastor Burns.
Yeah. You talked about some of the hurdles you had to overcome. Again, for a lot of entrepreneurs who watch our show, did you have to go overcome any negativity from people around you, people who questioned why were you going down this road?
Say not really, no, because I'm a positive person and people know me so well and I have trust of people, so they know if I'm doing this, it's not like I'm doing the wrong thing. I honestly was a kid who was like, that's the quiet one, that's the sensible one, the one who had their head on their shoulders and stuff like that. So did I get negative? No, I can say for my husband, appreciate the patience he has for all the hours I spent, you know, doing research or, you know, trying to get my formulas exactly right or just trying to get the labels right.
Right.
Or the right bottles.
Right. So, okay. So I want to you to talk to those individuals, especially those young individuals that may be a little intimidated of they may have an idea, or talk to even adults, they may have an idea about going into something, but they're too timid not to go into.
One thing I did, and is a funny story, but it was helpful, but I was also get some caution. You should have a mentor. And I actually realized I could launch this business because I actually attended a conference for Society of Women Engineers. And it was these three young ladies did a presentation on how to do your side hustle. And they came up with a checklist. And one of the things, like, to get advice is an organization called SCORE, and it's a local chapter in every place. So I was picked up one in Jersey and then actually one in Delaware. And in Delaware, not as active, but they gave me a whole checklist of all the legal things you have to do to run a business. Like, you got to register in the court.
Yes.
And all that. They had it all documented. Figuring that stuff out by yourself, to me, would be impossible. To do have someone who's qualified, and they're qualified, and those mentors are free. So they will definitely help you with those type of things. And if you're intimidated, what also helped me is social media, Facebook. There are groups out there who they're trying to sell you a course or something like that. In the meantime, they're giving away a lot of free information.
Yeah. Get the free stuff.
That's what I did.
We do have a SCORE agency here that will help you with businesses. So people, please remember that, that we do have SCORE people that have been in business that will help you get into business.
Yeah, and there's a group, Black Women Venture and stuff like that. That's how you network, and I found a marketing person. You know, they recommend it. So I really, I mean, surprisingly, it's a valuable research other than using Google. But one thing, I use another search engine. It's called DuckDuckGo. I don't know if anyone.
DuckDuckGo. Yes.
It cuts through all those ads. It gets you right to what you need. And then if you filter on, I'm looking for a manufacturer in America. So it's like, You put location, United States.
Right.
You put within a last time posted, within the last 6 months, so it was active. Doing those type of things, in the network, I was able to navigate through a whole lot of things. But SCORE definitely helped me come up with, you know, the business, the branding, who's your, the whole process, who's your ideal target, stuff like that. And then I hire a branding person who did my logo, who also put me through the interview also. So you do need some mentors or some experts, but a lot of them are freelancers. They don't, you can pay for what you can afford. And then maybe you know someone. You know, I got some advice from a person who's actually into doing a different product, hair product, and gave you some tips. Reach out to someone you know.
Right, right. SCORE, if you're looking to rescore Muskegon, that's done through the Chamber of Commerce. Okay? Pastor Burns.
So, Naima, tell us, you showed us your line of products. What's the future? Are you working on some new products, or where are you taking the company?
I do. This is the products I started out with. I mean, I didn't quite mention all of them. I also have a lotion. It's called Coco Rosa Body Lotion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the body butter, it's a very good lotion to moisturize the skin, but not as heavy as the body butter. But the great thing is it has cocoa oil and rose oil, which is the best combination. It's, men, I'm telling you, this would be the best gift for your wife, because she's not gonna love it. You're gonna love the smell. Yeah. Like, rose and chocolate are gifts. Why do we always give that to women? Whatever, they smell good, but everyone loves the smell, and this smell turns everyone on.
You see, I just got an ink pen here.
Yeah, we should be right there.
Both of us are trying to write fast.
We can always use some brownie points.
Yeah. It just smells so good. And I mean, I have other products. I have a long list of like 18 products.
Okay.
I can't, you don't start out a business. The recommendation is to start out with 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. I started out with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I started out with 6.
Okay.
But I have a gigantic long list of 18 products I would love to sell.
Okay.
And you and sell, including natural hair, hair products for products for natural hair.
And you have a website, and does your website sell around the world, or is it just America?
It's in America, but I'm going to work with a marketing person to help me get that switch, because the warehouse where I store my product is in Atlanta, Georgia. They do ship around the world. So really, I just have to figure out the settings for the shipping to get that switch. I plan to switch soon to shipping all around the world.
Now, I believe you said you're in Pennsylvania.
I actually live in Delaware. I was born in Pennsylvania, but the products are warehoused in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm.
So you're working with people all over the country. Like you said, you're working with people all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With the same common goal.
With the same common goal. I mean, I picked that warehouse because it was a central place for shipping. And it also, my strategy was related to really, we're in a time where a lot of people, where people working in a warehouse, they're not paying a ton of money. And a lot of things, it's hard to get enough workers.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, where can you go where workers are available? You have to be where there's transportation for the people who don't have a lot of money. So you have to be in a big city.
Sure.
Atlanta has great transportation.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's good.
It's up and coming, really, definitely. And so they shouldn't have a problem of maintaining a workforce, be able to continue to ship out the product. So that was a strategy for me to be centrally and not the warehouse. Like, oh, we had delays. No one wants to hear about delays. You get something, my stuff gets shipped out in 2 days. Amazon, you get to your door in 2 days. The only reason I'm not in Amazon yet is because, based on everything I read, if you have an idea and start doing great Amazon. Amazon think it's great. They just copy your idea, put their name on a product, and block you from getting customers.
Yeah.
You right. go to Amazon, there's a version of everything. You want a pair of jeans, Amazon has a pair of jeans.
Yep.
And then you got to spend all that money to try to fight Amazon.
Well, you have to get your brand established. Indeed, Amazon is great. So you get your brand established, get your own follower, and then you could go in Amazon because yours would sell anyway. People be looking for your brand. Don't give a chance for Amazon. Their strategy is fine too, but you got to get established if you're going to have a unique brand. Sure. If you're going to sell someone else's brand, you can go ahead and go in Amazon because 10 people are selling Nikes in Amazon.
Right. Right.
And a lot of them do business. So for you're making your using someone else's brand, going to Amazon is okay. But if you're establishing your own unique brand, starting out there is risky, is my only advice. That's the only reason I'm not there yet.
Pastor Burns.
I got to ask this question. So men's products, is there any future, any thought of doing any men products in the future?
That is on my list. A beer bottle or different scents where target towards men. Like my body butter set, it has three scents in it. And one is Mandarin. Men could use it, but lavender is definitely focused towards women, not for men, just because there's a science in essential oils. They actually, some of them affect your hormones. That's the only one I've actually included that does that. So lavender really should not be used by men. It only should be used by women.
Okay.
And my other one is aloe. It's a great smell. It smells great. But what my husband loves is earthly scents, like patchouli and frankincense and stuff like that. And when I would mix them up, I would always add extra stuff like orange and stuff like that because I'm like, I can't take this. It smells by himself. Like, I have to live with you.
Can you come up with a male product that can make somebody lose 50 pounds? Just kidding. So you have male products coming up in the future.
Yes.
What else do you see coming up in the future?
I plan to add supplements because I'm into it. Like one thing I take every day personally for myself, like I have had years of anxiety and I think many people have had, but it's like anxiety medicine, that stuff could probably mess you up. Everything I read, you only could take it 3 months and becomes addictive and stuff like that. You have to take more and more. But there's a natural leaf, a plant. It's called lemon balm. And I used to buy it in a capsule. But I into gardening. Like in my house, I have a garden on my deck. But this year, I have cucumbers, cherry tomatoes, lettuce, bell peppers. This is the less I've ever grown because I was busy with my business. And I keep herbal plants, the lemon balm. So I actually just, rather than buying a capsule, I'm like, I could grow this. I brought some seeds, got the seeds right off of farmers. You can get directly from the farm, plant them in the pots, and it grows way more than I need. I take one leaf in the morning. That's on it. You're chilled out. You're not like drunk or anything. I've never done drugs.
Lemon balm
takes the edge off, and it comes in capsules and tea, but you can't take too much. Don't take ever more than a recommended dose. More is not better for this herb. I'm just letting everyone know. But I actually grew the plant myself, and in the winter, I bring the plant and put it in my dining room in the window. I have two of them, and I'll dry out the leaves and last year, our family went through a lot of deaths. My sister died, my father died, just many more. So I actually gave out leaves, bags of them to my aunts and different people, just like to calm everyone down. But that's a very good tip. And it's not a common, well-known herb.
I'm sitting up here, right? I'm about to watch the show again to get all this information you're giving.
Yeah.
It's 2:55. We have like roughly 4 minutes. So let's talk about the name of your product and how do people get your product.
Okay. Yeah. My brand name is Ekambe, E-K-H-A-M-B-E-E. It is inspired by, you know, African names, not exact name, but based on like Swahili type of language. Mm-hmm. Because I'm inspired based upon traditional African hymn, like the shea butter it has in there is traditional that works for Africans and African Americans for many, many years. And we know that it works to moisturize your skin and even it out. You could get it online by going to my website, which is www.ekhambee.com. The website will also be .shop, but they're the same website. Mm-hmm. So if you could purchase the products directly there. They ship out within 2 days directly from the warehouse. I also have an Etsy store. If you're more comfortable shopping on Etsy, it's connected to the same website. It goes to the same, ships out within mm-hmm. the same time. If you order more than like two products, more than $45, the shipping is free.
Wow.
You know, people looking for free shipping, so I try to keep the shipping down. Even one product shipping is not very expensive. But it doesn't have to wait for me to do anything. It's automated. So easy. You order, it gets shipped directly to your home.
Okay. Pastor Burns, last words to you.
First of all, I appreciate you, Sister Raul, for being with us today. Encourage, again, we've touched on it earlier. Encourage those people out there who think they have an idea, but they're thinking they can't do it.
If you have an idea, write down your ideas so you don't forget. And to me, after that, get a mentor. You mentioned SCORE, so it'll flush it out, and then just take action. You know, that even if you don't have money, there's all kinds of grants out there you can get to. Everyone's focused on, you know, minorities, and the big thing is in vogue right now. So take the opportunity to get going. Don't wait until later.
All right. Mm-hmm. You have our producer. We'll be getting in touch with you. When those men's products come out, we'll have you back on the show.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
All right. That, right. Wow. Did you have a pen to write down so much of that information?
Good stuff just about being in business in general, being an entrepreneur. Just good stuff. I just thinking some people in my family, we talk about doing some things. I want to tell them to watch this show just to pick up some tips about entrepreneurship and going into business. So
isn't that amazing? You know, engineer by day.
Yes.
And then, you know, just decided that there was a problem and decided instead of waiting for somebody to solve the problem, she took it on her own self. How inspiring is that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. That's what it is. You know, find a need and fulfill it. And looking for somebody else's need, find your own need and fulfill it.
All right. Any last words as we end the show? Because it's 2:59.
Hey, my brother, you have a good weekend. What do you always say? God do some good. So I'm going to try and be a blessing to somebody this weekend.
Yep. As we always say, listen, you know, go out and sow a seed in somebody's life. Our guest talked about being a mentor. Having mentors, be a mentor to somebody and go sow that seed in somebody's life.
Yes, sir.
You don't know who you might be helping and changing. Take care and God bless. We'll see you next week. Oh, next week. Oh, Critical Race Theory. Bob Walsh is back.
Uh-oh.
We'll be talking about it next week on Turner 2. Take care. God bless.
All right.